Okay, let's get started with Perek Lamed Aleph in Sefer Yeshayahu, a Perek that continues what we were discussing in the last Perek. Perek Lamed and Lamed Aleph really go together, one topic, at least the first part of the last Perek, and that is those in Bnei Yisrael that went down to Mitzrayim to get the help of Mitzrayim to fight Ashur instead of being Boteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Das Sofrim that really, often, most of the time, there is a chiyuv of Ishtablis. We have to have Ishtablis. We had armies in the days of David and the days of many of the kings. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, and the Navi told them that you don't need any Ishtablis here. Zero. Zu ashara gedola neged abitachon b'koach haneshek v'adam b'shazu. Ein zilzul v'shlila shal kochos achamriyim b'dera klal. This is not saying in general that you shouldn't focus on having an army which David and Shlomo had Shemilo Tafkid Gadol B'Yamim Achirim Kimo B'Yamei David V'Yach B'Yamei Chizkiya Avo B'Mikre Zeh. The Navi is forecasting here this time Lo Haya Lahem Erech U'B'Chalofan Yachlu Lios Emso'i Bilvad V'Yef Shehay L'Smoch Alehem. They're always just a means of Ein Somchan Al Hanes, and we have to do what we have to do. But Yeshua Navi says to them this time, and this is again before 100 years before, Yeshua was saying that you're not going to need to focus on anything, please, especially not focusing on Mitzrayim. So says the Pasuk, hoy, whoa, again, whoa, I yard in Mitzrayim Ezra. Don't go down. Mitzrayim's they're not going to help you, and they're going to get destroyed. Al susim yishainu. Again, the horses focused in Mitzrayim, as we'll talk about soon. Vayiftachu al rechev kirav, and they'll have a bitachon on the rechev. Val parashim on the chariots and the chariot riders. Ki atzmu ma'od velo shoa kadosh Yisrael v'Hashem lo darashu, and they don't focus on Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim here talks about, as he always does, two types of people. There are those that rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit, but they really rely on their own even more, or those that totally reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says, these two parts. Al susim yishanu, vayiftachu arechev kirav aprajam kiyasmu ma'od, and then, velo shoa HaKadosh Yisrael, those who reject totally. V'zeh, the first part, ein bo avon l'chal adam. The general hishtablus isn't something negative. Rak adam sheyodea shegamo em so'im, hisig mi Hashem, as long as we keep in focus that all of the hishtadlios that we have is really just ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us. But then there's Tzad Sheni, Shelo Levad Sheyishayin HaAdam Alem Soim Tiviyim, Ki Gam Yivtach Elayhem, V'Hainu Ser Meser Betchono B'Hashem Legamrei, V'Choshev Ki HaKol Talui, B'Koach HaAdam U'Pilosa V'Zeh Chet Gadol. And that's what's going on here. Gam HaShem Lo Darashu, they were denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu Legamrei. And that is the level that these people have reached. V'gamu chacham, Yishayahu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate wise source. V'yavei ra, v'ezvar, and he brings ra. Obviously, it's not ra, but it looks like ra. V'ezdvarev lo hesir, and he will not return his words. V'kamal beis mereyam v'al ezras po'aliyav, and he will come up against those who come up against him. What's the double lashon of? He brings Rav, his verb lo hasir, he will not remove his words. So says the Das Sofrim again. If you look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisodiyah Torah, we know there's a difference in terms of a Navi proving himself, forecasting events that are going to happen, whether it's a Nevuah Latova or a Nevuah Lara'a. If it's a Nevuah Latova and it doesn't happen, then he's a Navi Sheker. Emiftiach al Tova, v'yamar, she'ekach v'kach, v'lo bo ha-tova sha'amar, v'yadua she'hu Navi Sheker, then you know, says the Rambam, that he's a Navi Sheker, she'kol davar tova, she'yigzer hakel, afilo al tnai, eno chozer. Halamata she'bedevri ha-tova bilvad yivchan ha-navi. What about the Nevuah Lara'a? That is not so clear. Because Divrei Peronis Shana V'Yomer Kagon, Sheyomer Ploni Yamus, O Shana Plonis Shanas Rav, O Melchama V'Chayosi V'Drama Elu. He says that there'll be a famine, there'll be a war. Im Lo Amdu Dvarav Ein Bazeh Hachash L'Nevuaso. If something negative is supposed to happen and it doesn't, that's not an undermining of his Nevuah. V'Ein Omrim Hinei Dever V'Lo Ba. Didn't come. Shekhanish Baruch Erech HaPayim V'Rav Chesed V'Nachim Al-Ara. Maybe Hashem had Rachmanis and he accepted Shuvah. V'Efshar Shasu Shuvah V'Nislach Lahem. Ka'an Shei Ninveh Shatalta Lahem Kechizkiya. Right? Maybe there are other times. But it says Yishayo, that's what's going on now. Hashem's not going to have Rachmanis. V'Gam Uchachem V'Yavei Ra V'Zdvar Av Lo Hesir. Right? He won't remove his words. Is going to happen because this is what you're doing. U'Mitzrayim Adam V'Lo El V'Susayim Basar V'Lo Ruach. Yishayo says, look who you're dealing with. Mitzrayim is a person. Obviously, he's not a god and their horses are basar. They're just flesh. Vashem, Yate, Yado, Vikashal Ozer, Vanafal Azur, the helper and the help, they're all gonna fall, Vyachtav Kulam, Yichlayun. So again, a focus on Mitzrayim and a focus on horses. We mentioned it already in the last parak. But to mention it again, the Rambam discusses the Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah already says that one is not allowed to live in Mitzrayim, connecting that to the issue of horses, says the Torah in Parsha Shoftim, relating to the king, Lo Yar Belo Susim. Why not? V'lo yashiv esa'a Mitzrayim laman harbo sus. Mitzrayim, it's known for its horses, and obviously you see here in our parak, in these last two prakim, they wanted to get the horses of Egypt, they felt that that would be the best protection. V'Hashem amar lachem, Hashem has told you, lo sosifun lashuv, Hashem has already told you, don't go baderech hazeod. Hashem says, don't do that. The Netziv says that this pasuk is a defining pasuk. The Torah here is quoting itself. V'Hashem amar lachem. Well, where did Hashem say that? Hashem said that back in Shmos, Perak Yudalad, Lo Tosifa Lerosam Ot Adolam. Don't go back to Mitzrayim, says the Netziv in his commentary here. Umizela manu sheyesh bedvar Hashem kavanas shonos levada nira mimashmos inyan. This is a Isser. It's not just a reality. Hashem has told you. Hashem has commanded you not to go back. And that's why the Yarba Lo Susim, when it's not allowed to have many horses. There is generally, as we know, the Isser to live in Mitzrayim, not just to go back to Mitzrayim, but counted as a separate Lo Sase Daraisa to live in Mitzrayim. The Sefer HaChinuch counts it in Mitzvah Tav Kuf, Mitzvah 500. Shlo Nosif Lashuv Bederech Mitzrayim La'olam. Klomer, Shlo Nelech Likvod Yerasinim in Mitzrayim. You can live anywhere in the world, but not in Mitzrayim. And the big shaila is, how did many Jews live in Mitzrayim, even in the days of the Gemara? Alexandria, the Gemara says in Sukkah, had a huge community. They used to use flags to let everybody know when to say Amen. And the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. And many, so how is it? The Rambam himself quotes this in Parakei Alacha Vav of Hilchos Malachim. Mutter l'shkon b'kala olam. A Jew can live anywhere in the world, chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. Menayama gadola ma'aravi, arba meos parsa, arba meos parsa, kineged eretz kush, he goes through the borders, hakol asur les yashiba, ubishloshim makomas hazira tar shalas b'Mitzrayim. The Torah says in three different places, lo tosif and lashuba derech hazeod, lo tosif od lerosa, lo tosif od lerosam od ad olam. You're not allowed to. Says then, and then the Rama continues, you could go there for business, you could go there for a little bit, you could go to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael, but that's it. So how did the Rambam live there? So there's a letter that he writes that Moshe ben Maimon living in sin for every day, but he didn't write that always, and he still lived there, and if he really thought it was wrong, he would move, unless it was Pikuach Nefesh. So ask the Radvaz there in Malachim. V'yim tomer, amas samchu lishkon Mitzrayim. V'yesh mishakasav, shalo asra Torah, ela baderach hazeh. Klomer me'eret Yisrael Mitzrayim. Some say the Isra is only going back the same way that we came out. So that it's like undermining, going to the same masaos. So, says the Radvaz, Ein Zetam Maspik, Tehakra Delotashiv. One pasuk says that, Baderech Hazeb, but the other pasukim don't. V'yesh li ten tam, lo shalo asra Torah, elo le rei lagur shamulish takeya. Said Radvaz, the Isra is only to live there kavua, but you could go there for business. So many times people went down to business, and even though they ended up staying there, you can't go there, down to move there forever. That's what the Radvaz suggests. It's also to go down there to live. If you go down there for business and you ended up staying there, it's not as bad. But then he says, what about the Rambam? The Rambam went to live there. V'yesh lomar da'anus ha'yapia malchus shayarofin lemelech v'asarim. Maybe he couldn't leave. He was the doctor to the sultans. V'gamani, says the Radvaz, nisashafti sham zman meruba lilmo Torah ulalamda v'kavati sham yeshiva. V'chiyagavna mutter, then it will be mutter if you're there to teach Torah, to learn Torah. And he says, then I left. I came to Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem. But either way, this is a major topic that comes up, and it's related to this parak. This parak is all about Mitzrayim and the horses, and that's what they keep focusing on. Okay, now we continue. As the Yeshayahu keeps floating in between, giving mussar to those who don't have proper bitachon, and describing the unbelievable event that's going to happen. So now he goes back to that. The Nase of Mapalas Chayel Sancheref. Kiko Amar Hashem Eli Hashem has told me, says Yeshayo. Emphasizing, this is what's going to happen, so don't have bitachon in Mitzrayim. Kasher Yegeha Aryeh Vakfir Al Tarpo. Just like a lion or a young lion are over their prey. Asher Yikari Alam Melo Roim. Right? You can have a whole bunch of shepherds around the lion. Mikolam Lo Yechas Miamonam Lo Yane. The lion will not be afraid of their voices or of their bunches. Ken Yered Hashem Tzvakos. Hashem is compared to the lion. So do Hashem will go down. Let's bow. To protect Hartzion, to protect the give up. He is going to protect Klal Yisrael as a lion protects its prey and not be scared. Katziparim ofot, ken yogan Hashem tzvakos al Yerushalayim, like birds flying. Hashem will protect Yerushalayim. Ganon vihitzil, pasoach vihimlit. Four different words that mean protection. Ganon, he'll keep the enemy out totally. Hitzil, even if they broke through, he'll save. Pasoach, he'll jump over. He'll jump over the enemy vihimlit, even if the tsar has already started. Hashem will pull us out. The Netziv in Parshas Va'era talks about these from relating to Mitzrayim as well. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem did all of these for us, and it's described here that he will do all those again when Ashur comes. The Radak quotes his father as saying that it's interesting that here Hashem is described both as a lion and as a bird. Says the Radak's father, Himshel Malach Hashem Asher Hika Machne Ashur La'aryeh Bigvuraso Ulitziparim Afos Lemihiraso. The strength of the lion, the power of the lion, and the speed of the birds. That's why it's a lion and a bird. One could also suggest possibly that the lion is in terms of punishing Ashur, the bird is in terms of saving Klal Yisrael. Right? There are two things that are happening now. Ashur is being destroyed, and we are being saved. They don't always work together. Sometimes one causes the other. The Beis Halevi has an interesting drasha. In Drasha Tezayin, he says that there are two forms of geulos that we have, and two forms of yeshuos. Nira levar, yeshuasen shal ma'aminim, v'chei mishpatim shal eina ma'aminim. Amasei maram, yishnei dvarim. And they're tali zebazeh. Because the Pasuk says, and the Gemara in Megillah darshens it, Yerushalayim v'keisari, re'lo omil om yematz. When we're up, they're down. When they're up, we're down. So he says the same thing with Yisrael. The question is, what happens first? Echad, im yasu tshuva, v'yizku ma'aseh yamatovim lihigayel. If we're zoche, if we do tshuva, and we're zoche to be redeemed, umemela, through our redemption and our salvation, memela, there'll be nekama taken out on our enemies. That's number one. And then, though, it could be the opposite too. Not that we deserve it so much, but the enemies have already had enough with their terrible actions and their torturing. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's enough, it's time to punish them. So through their punishment, we have Yeshua, because we're not as bad as them. Mi'amidas adin shala akum titzmach gulasan v'yishuasan shal Yisrael kineged ha'akum kol Yisrael tzadikim gedolim v'yizko ha'idezeh b'mishpat lihigal. So in this pasuk, when we have both a lion and a bird, and maybe one is about the punishing, one is about the saving, one could say that those two ideas are reflected as well. Interesting that Hashem is compared to a lion, right? The Medrash Tanchuma is already bothered by this. We look in the Medrash Tanchuma in Yisro, the Medrash Tanchuma wonders how it is that Hashem, who created lions, could be the ones that... Let me just find it. The Tanchuma wonders exactly about this question in Parshas in Yisro, Yud Gimel. Vayala shano kashan akivshan. The fire of Harsina is described as a fire of a furnace. How could that be? Hashem created fire of furnace. How could his fire be compared to a fire of a furnace? Or Kayotzebo quotes the pasuk from Amos, Arye Shoag Milo Yira, when the lion roars, who is not fearful? V'chimi nasan koachu gvura ba'arye. Who gave the koach to an arye? Lo, who? Hashem did it. So what does it mean that Hashem's compared to a fire, Hashem's compared to a lion, and then the Medrash continues, Hashem's compared to water? The answer is, Hashem did it, kedei l'shachich ha'ozen, ma sheyecholo l'shmoa, right, so that we can understand, to put it into our terms a little bit. That's what the Tanchuma says, that's what happens. Similar in Avos Rebbe Nasan. In Perek Beis, the Medrash talks about same thing. Lo ka aryeh shag milo yir, Hashem's compared to a lion. Lo ka aryeh lamata, ela ka aryeh shalamala. Shenemar, as Yecheskel says in the Maaseh Merkava, ufnei aryeh is on the throne. But again, this says the Medrash, says the Avos Rebbe Nasan, marin es ha'ayin ma sheyecholo leros, umashmiyin es ha'ozen ma sheyecholo lishmoa. And that's what happens when Hashem is compared to a lion here, and in the pasuk in Amos, also maybe most well known is the second daf in Shas, right? The Gemara says in Brachas on Daf Gimel, what happens every night? Rabbi Eliezer says there are shalosh mishmaros in the laila. V'al kol mishmaru mishmar yosheva kadosh baruch hu v'shoeg ka'ari. And he roars. Shenemar Hashem mimarom yishag umimon kasho yitein kalo shoeg yishag al naveyu. And he quotes like a lion screaming. Right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is compared to a lion. Lion is the symbol of strength, the symbol of roaring, the symbol of a lot. Aryeh. There's so many words for Aryeh in Tanakh, but throughout Tanakh we find even on the paroches we says and on the throne of Shlomo Sheish Malos Lakise Vekeves. Two lions. One of the midrashim says, two lions on each step going up the throne of Shlomo HaMelech. So this is a simple, but Hashem himself is even compared to the lion and the bird that we have here. Okay, we continue. What is now, after describing that you shouldn't follow Mitzrayim, and this is the amazing thing that's going to happen to the soldiers of Sancheret. Shuvu says that Yeshayahu, okay, so listen, this is what's going to happen. Do tshuva. Shuvu, lasher hamiku sarah b'nei Yisrael, those that have dug away so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please come back, and you'll be able to come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept you. This pasuk, stuck here in the middle of Sefer Yeshayahu, of Shuvu is on the first page, quoted on the first page of the classic work on Shuva, Shari Shuva, Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, and then right at the beginning, in Shah Rishon, Os Aleph, Min HaTovos, he describes that there's a concept of Shuva. Min HaTovos, Asher Heitav Hashem Yisbarach in Bru'av, one of the great things that Hashem has given us, Ki Heichin Lahem Haderech La'alos Mitoch Pachas Ma'asehem. Hashem has given us a way to go up from the lowliness, the trap of our actions, v'lanus mipach pishehem, lachsoch nafsha minei shachas, to save us from Gehenim, from, as we discussed in the last parak, v'limta misirim lashubelav, ki yechtu lo l'rav tuva v'yashro, ki yada yitzram. Hashem understands, he quotes in the first three lines, he goes, Hashem knows our yetzer, as the pasuk says at Tehillim, tov v'yashar Hashem, al kein yoreh chatov aderech, v'im hirbu l'vshoa, v'limro tubeget bogim bagadu, even if we've so bad, Lo sagar ba'adam dalsei tshuva. The gates are enclosed. Shenemar shuvu lasher ha'amiku sara. He goes to pasuk right here. Return those that have in depth. They are so shakua in sin. V'ne'amar. And also the pasuk from shuvu banim shovavim. Erpa mishubo seichem. You are wayward sons. Please, please return. Again, this is what he's saying. There's so much opportunity. Whether tshuva is a mitzvah or not, we discussed at length in other contexts, and all of it centers on the language of the Rambam. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam does not say the words, Chayiv Lasos Tshuva, which you would have thought that he would say. The Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says in the Koteret, what's the mitzvah say? She yashuv achote mecheto v'yisvade. The mitzvah is to return and to confess. But in the halachas, he uses tshuva as a background, not as an obligation. Kishe yasa tshuva v'yashuv mecheto chayiv lisvados l'menel kel baruch hu. When one does tshuva, and so much ink has been spilled in a positive way over the last 800 years, trying to figure out what exactly is the Rambam Shita related to tshuva, the Minchas Chinuch suggests there is no mitzvah of tshuva. There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is vidui. There's no mitzvah of tshuva. And others say that it can't be. The Mishas Yavetz, not Mishas Yavetz, has his own approach. He says there can't be a mitzvah of tshuva because Hashem promises that we're going to do tshuva at some point. Therefore, we'll lose our Bechira Chavshis at some point, and that's why he can't count it. But either the Meshech Chachma maybe says the most straight-on and straightforward pshat. The Meshech Chachma says there can't be a mitzvah of tshuva because the same Aveira that told you not to do it the first time is telling me not to do it the second time, if I wear shatnez. So the second day, I have to do tshuva? I have to stop wearing shatnez. Why? Because there's an aveira to wear shatnez. Right? Not. I don't need anything new. The same aveira that told me not to do it the first time will tell me not to do it the tenth time. What's the mitzvah? Vidui. Right? That already is a step beyond. To express it, the three parts, to feel bad for what I did, to say I'm not going to do it again, to recognize my chet, that's already something new. But either way, this pasuk tells us, no matter how far we are, shuvu lasher hamiku sara b'nei Yisrael. Yeshayahu says, even after all of this, you could still come back. Ki bayomahu, continues Yeshayahu, because on that day, yimasun ish alile kaspo, on that day, once the miracle with the soldiers of Sancheret happened, You're going to throw away the idols anyway. So why wait till that point? They're going to fall in a sword that is not a human sword. And by he's going to run. Who's going to run because of the sword? They're all killed out. Sancheriv, if you remember the story from Sefer Malachim, he's the only one that survived. They all died, and he survives. And what does he do? He runs away. Vayibalaylahu, and Malachim Beis Perek Yotes. Vayetzi Malach Hashem, Vayach B'machana Ashur. Meo Shmone V'chamisha Olav, 185,000. Again, this topic is discussed by Yishayahu probably more than any other topic besides Nechama and Geula, the war of Sancheriv. Vayashkimu V'boker, V'inehu Kulam B'kar Mason. They all died. What does he do? Vayisa, Vayelech, Vayashav Sancheriv, Melach Asher, he leaves, he goes back, Vayeshev B'Ninveh, and he goes to Ninveh. What does he do in Ninveh? He's there a little bit, he's embarrassed, but then he who Mishtachaveh, he goes back, unbelievable, to his base of Avodah Zarah. Mishtachaveh Beis Nisrach Aloka, Pashas, he goes back to his base of Avodah Zarah. He finds his sons there. So what happened? His sons killed him, right there. Vajra Melach Vashar Zarbana Vikio Bacherev. So some say, the Radak says, there's a medrash that he wanted to give them as an Akedah, so they wanted to prevent that from happening. And some say that he was just going there to eventually his children, like the Gemara says in Gittin, that his children, descendants, did tshuva. But either way, Pashas, he went back to his house of Avodah Zarah after he sees this unbelievable event. But either way, that's what's alluded to here. Vinaslo, one guy is going to leave Mibrecharab uvachurav lamasiyah. His bachurim are melted away. There's nothing left. And there, what are they going to see then? Ne'um Hashem asher ur lo b'tzion v'tarner lo b'yushalayim, the oven, the fires of Hashem. As we know, they were burned up. Their guf, the neshama, whatever the pshat is, they were burned up. And Yishayahu here is again pleading with the people of Yerushalayim and the people of Am Yisrael not to look for any other sources of bitachon, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.